Yeah, we definitely had good propagation down to Texas. I know I do from where I'm at. And I'm running, I got two different antennas there. I have a GX Commander Classic, so it's a fan dipole, which I enjoy. Does have a little bit more noise. Then I have an infed half wave that I have set up as a NVIS for like, 40 meter, I guess, really. And that, I can switch between either one, so that's what I have set up there. No Yagis or anything like that, hex beams, which would be nice, but I can't push my luck with the wife, let's put it that way.
Roger. Okay, so I gotta say, there are some similarities that go even past the rig. I'm running a Comet CHA 250 HD. That's vertical. And where I'm located up in Langsburg, just off the lake, scenic lake, it works very well, and I can pick up a lot of stations coast to coast on the right frequencies. And it really needs no ground plane, so it's really a good one. And because I live in an HOA, I have been able to put it up in a long wire invis. I believe you mentioned that on your last transmission. That's what I have as a secondary, and it works very well. I just, in my case, I don't want to draw any attention with Yagis or...
Penetrating the bay like...
No, I could understand that. Yeah, I've also considered setting up like one of those flagpole vertical antennas, just disguise it that way. Yeah, I've got my my infed half-wave. We have some, patio lights that are strung between, trees here and there. And the little black antenna, you can't even see it. That just disappears right in all that mess as well. And then the PX Commander is not the ideal situation. I have it kind of like running up the trunk of a tree. So it's kind of hidden in a tree. Now, I know that's not the best way to do it, but... It keeps my wife happy, but, yeah, we don't have any HOAs, so I don't have to worry about that, but she's been good to let me have what I have, so I try not to push it, but, yeah, there's all kinds of great ways to put up antennas to hide in front of the HOA, but I agree, you don't want to draw attention and then have to, deal with that.
Roger that. Yeah, there's plenty of eyeballs here where I live. That and they don't expressly prohibit ham radio antennas. In fact, they've got some TV antennas above the houses back before it became old-fashionable to have these satellites. And as such, I don't see anybody reporting it. But you do know that the FCC has really said, hey, ham radio operators are necessary. Let me reset. Ham radio operators are really necessary, so folks, settle down and be quiet. But I just don't want to have to deal with it, so I'll just fly under the radar. NAUO for ID.
NAQO KE8RHW. Yeah, I agree. It's just better just not draw attention a lot of times, So that's good. So what do you have planned for this evening? Anything special?
Well, the wife and I moved here from Texas to be nearer our kids and grandkids. And we're on the lake just across from them. So we'll go over there for some dinner this evening. And their friends are coming. So we will retire back to our QTH and retire early, as we've done for the last probably 5 years. I don't have any high need to see another year show up because I'm just going to be another year older. And right now I'm sitting on 73. I'm 73 years old. And a lot of people really give me a hard time saying, why did you move north? Well, you spend 115 degrees in Texas one time and you probably will understand.